This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes today for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is now acknowledging India's strategic importance due to the mantra of reform, perform and transform being implemented by his government over the last 10 years. Prime Minister said this while addressing an event through video conferencing which was organized by a media house in Germany's Stuttgart. The theme of the event was India-Germany, a roadmap for sustainable growth. Mr. Modi said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and every country wants to collaborate with India for development. Mr. Modi added that Focus on India document of Germany is an example of it and this document reflects how the world is acknowledging India's strategic importance. Mr. Modi said that over the past few years, the mutual partnership between India and Germany has continuously strengthened. He mentioned that more than 1,800 German companies are operating in India and these companies have invested $15 billion in the last 3 to 4 years. He also invited the German companies to ramp up their investment in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. The Prime Minister whirlwind tour was marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in the three countries. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. In Chhattisgarh, at least 10 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces yesterday. A large number of arms and ammunition have been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. The security advisor to the Manipur government, Kuldeep Singh, chaired a review meeting on the current conditions of the state yesterday in Imphal. The meeting was attended by senior officials from the Army, BSF, CRPF, Assam Rifles and other law enforcement agencies. After the review meeting, the security advisor informed that an additional 90 companies of CAPF had arrived in the state and that another 70 companies of CAPF are expected to arrive shortly. He said that 198 companies of CAPF have already been deployed and with the assistance of the new CAPF companies arriving in the state, a strict SOP has been formulated to control the law and order situation. He added that security personnel deployed are working hard to bring peace and restore normalcy in the state. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has invited online applications from eligible students for the Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child. It has invited applications for the CBSE Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child who has passed Class 10 in 2024 from CBSE and is studying in Class 11 at CBSE-affiliated schools. Additionally, online applications are also invited for the renewal of the CBSE Single Girl Child Scholarship for Class 10 awarded in 2023. The last date for submission of online applications is the 23rd of next month. The details, eligibility conditions and the online application form are available on the CBSE website. And in cricket, Australia will resume their first innings with overnight score of 67 for 7 against India in the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth this morning. Jasprit Bumrah led India's fight back from the front with 4 wickets on day 1. Either India got off to a weak start and were bundled out for 150 runs in their first innings. Debutant Nitish Kumar Reddy was the highest scorer for the visitors with 41 runs off 59 balls. Josh Hazlewood was the leading wicket taker for Australia with 4 wickets. And in the China Masters 2024 badminton tournament, India ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy have entered the men's doubles semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.